actors recreate themselves daily in each new role. Actors recreate themselves daily in each new role. When you're an actor, you have to play whatever role the script brings to you, or whatever script you choose to play. Now, what role do you want to play? Do you want to be a cowboy all your life? Are you going to be a gangster all your life? You want to be a lover all your life? What roles do you like to play? Well, these are things that actors constantly have thrust upon them, making decisions of what role they want to play. Now, they don't want to be a type actor. They want to be a wide variety of skills, a wide variety of possibilities, and they take on these wide varieties of possibilities. Sometimes they get into series acting, and as they do that, they play that role well. But then they're moved into other fields, and they do that exceptionally well. They forget their series. They forget that one moment they were an actor playing one way, and then the next moment they're an actor playing another way. One of my favorites is Michael J. Fox. He is not supposed to be enjoying himself as much as he is these days. When the actor was diagnosed with young-onset Parkinson's disease at the age of 30, after noticing a twitch in his left pinky, his doctors told him he had 10 more years to work tops. That was 21 years ago. The implication was that I'm going to be an invalid state, Fox said. Yeah, that's what they tell you. Now, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? You can let your illness bother you, whatever it may be. You can be master of it. You can act in ways that show that you are not affected by the illness. Or you can let the illness take you and send you down the halls of infamy and unhappiness and not being who you are. But remember, actors recreate themselves daily in each new role. Now, Michael J. Fox was an outstanding actor, still is. And he's still playing himself in many series. And other people would have given up long ago. The bothersome, the pain, the humility of having no control over their body at times where their body would vibrate and shake and they'd say, oh my God, what can I do? I don't want people to see me this way. Well, it's you who sees you that way, not somebody else. When you do something that goes beyond your limits, goes beyond what is expected of you from whatever conditions you're experiencing, then you're the master. You're the master. Too often we forget we are the actors of life. We are the actors of our body, of our world, of our experience, and we're the actors. Now, what are we going to do as these actors? Are we going to recreate ourselves in the new script we have every day? And we do get a new script every single moment of our life, every day of our life. For every moment of our life, we're having new things happening to us that we must respond to one way or another, that we must take into account one way or another and put into our life one way or another and accomplish it one way or another. Now, how are you going to do it? How am I going to do it? Am I going to say, oh dear me, I have this problem or that problem? Or am I going to say, well, no, when I'm relaxed about my condition doesn't own me, and I can go on doing anything I want to do. So here I am, a cowboy riding on a horse. Well, that's great. And my condition isn't going to allow me to do that. So what am I going to do? Well, I'm going to be sitting on a horse. I don't have to be riding. It doesn't have to show me cantering along. It just shows me sitting on a horse, and I can sit on a horse. It just shows me acting friendly with the horse, and I can act friendly to the horse, and the horse can be friendly with me. He can realize that I cannot ride or I will not ride, but I would just sit on him and enjoy sitting on him. And he says, ah, somebody enjoys sitting on me. That's what the horse says, because that's what you say. That's what you, as the actor, say. You are recreating yourself every single moment of your life with what you believe about yourself to be true. Now, can you create yourself to be fantastic, magnificent, outstanding in every possible way? Yes. Can you create yourself to be the type of actor that can accomplish any role you want to play? Sure. Can you be a Shakespearean actor one minute and be a normal serial actor another minute? And can you go into all these things? And then what does Michael Fox do? He earned a lot of money during his career, and he still has a lot of money. And he puts that money into a philanthropy that he and his wife operate. Now, he has three children, or four children, whatever it is, and he lives a great life, and he loves these children. And there are times when the children come and say, "Dad, can you help me with this?" And he says, "Just wait a few minutes. I'm a little shaky right now. Just let me get my balance." And the kids understand it. They're not being put off. They realize that their dad is aware. He wants to give them his best. And he cannot give them his best when he's a little shaky. So he relaxes and he takes his medicine or whatever. And his balance comes back and he says, "Okay, come on now. I'm ready for you." He wants his child to have his best. Now, his children are learning magical things by what he is doing as an actor. They're learning how to act too. They're learning how to not be distressed or disturbed because they don't have their father's attention immediately when they want it. They cannot go in and say, "Dad, I want to talk to you." And he says, "Just let me have a few minutes for myself right now. I'm getting my balance back." "Okay, Dad, I understand. Cool." Or they look at him and they see that he is a little shaky. And they know that that's not the time to go and talk to him. That's not the time to bother him. And so they back off. They are beautiful actors. They are actors recreating themselves daily in each new role. And one role is being with their dad, and another role is letting their dad have time to get his balance back. These are all things that are very important to all of us. They're all things that are very important to every avenue of our life. How do we care about that? Do you care about that? Do you really care about that? Do you know what that means? Are you so selfish that just because you have a thought, instantly you want it done? Or can you look at your dad and say, "Uh-oh, Dad's got a bunch of trembles coming on." So you just go out of the room because he doesn't want to show off his trembles to you. He doesn't want to do that. And you let him alone for a minute. And you know how that feels. And you respect him by respecting yourself. And you respect yourself by respecting him. It's such a wonderful, cooperative, beautiful attitude of living. And you and I can do that every moment of our life. We are actors recreating ourselves daily in each new role we play. We play the role of child. We play the role of young adult. We play the role of teenager. We play the role of married. We play the role of father. We play the role of mother. We play the role of legislator. We play the role of person who goes to work. And we play the role of everything in the sun. We play the role of having a cold. We play the role of being well and perfect. We play the roles until they come out our ears, and we are good at it, because we recreate ourselves daily in each new role for whatever it is we want. But always, always, we're doing what pleases us, being ourselves and having fun. Always, we're doing what pleases us, being ourselves and having fun. Always, we are doing what is the expression of our highest and our best. Our highest and our best. Are you ready to live your life from your highest and your best? Are you ready to live your life from that point of view that you are absolutely fantastic? Are you ready to live your life from that magical center? At breakfast, we were talking about Cesar Milano being the dog whisperer here in California, in the United States, and what a marvelous man he is, and what beautiful techniques he uses, which are truly animal psychology and people psychology. And then Anita was telling us there's a dog whisperer in Germany who has quite different psychology, quite different program. And she wasn't describing it too fully, but she said it was quite different from what Caesar does. And she said she learned a lot by listening to it. And then in England, I'm sure there are dog whisperers, and around the world, in every country, there are horse whisperers, dog whisperers, animal whisperers, people whisperers. There are people who care about each other, people who are able to be actors and to recreate themselves daily in each new role. Create yourself loving every person on the face of the earth, starting with yourself. Create yourself loving every animal on the face of the earth, including yourself. Create yourself being in harmony and peace and in perfect oneness with every creature on earth. And believe it or not, so you are. James Herriot in All Creatures Great and Small is a marvelous example of innocence and achievement. With all innocence, with all love, with all human love for all the animals that he had to deal with in his veterinarian clinic, in his veterinarian training, and his sitcom on television and on the radio. It's fantastic. Fantastic man. But what did he do? He was himself. And when he was working with the animals, he recreated himself to be understanding of the animals, understanding of how they might have feelings toward one another. And he learned the psychology of the animals. And he learned that pig psychology and dog psychology and horse psychology and man psychology are all quite different. But as he learned the psychology of each one, which meant unconditional love of each one, he became a master veterinarian. He became a wonderful being, as Michael J. Fox became a master actor. And he continues in that wonderful trade, regardless of where he is on the scale of the physical body. And where are you and where am I on the scale of where we are on our physical body, our mental body, our social body? We are all unconditional love. And when we are unconditional love, there is everything that we can accomplish and everything we do accomplish. And we accomplish it with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our being. For actors recreate themselves daily in each new role. And every human being, every animal, every creature, every animal, mineral, or vegetable, animal, mineral, or vegetable, are actors creating themselves in the role that they're playing. And sometimes they change roles. And as they change roles, they create themselves in that role. But always, they do their very best when they know what their role is, the primary role, and how they can play it to the best and to their highest and best at all times. Join me in recognizing my highest and best and your highest and best and being the greatest actor, recreating ourselves daily in each new role that we have, moment by moment. Know that, and all our acting roles, mine and yours, I love you. I love you. I love you.